Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail at IME on September 1 regarding Bonifacio, B-O-N-I-F-A-C-I-O, Hernandez. Bonifacio Hernandez is a 55-year-old male who reports he injured his right middle finger at work on 9/28/21. He was cutting a wood 2x4 and his middle finger got stuck in the machine. He went to the emergency room afterwards and had surgery done subsequently in January 2022. He has completed his course of active treatment as of 3/28/22. The paragraph per the record supplied, Mr. was seen at Inspira Medical Center on 9/28/21, whereupon he underwent x-rays of the right wrist and hand to be inserted here, He also was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 9/30/21, They noted the results of x-rays, He was diagnosed with open wound of the right middle finger without damage to the nail, as well as displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the right middle finger. His wound was attended to and splinted. He was quickly referred for a specialist consultation. New paragraph on 10/11/21, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sarkos. He performed an evaluation diagnosed closed, non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the right middle finger, P3 fracture. His middle finger distal phalanx fracture was placed in a stack splint. He was cleared for one-handed duty only. Mr. Hernandez followed up frequently thereafter. He did participate in physical therapy on 11/19/21. He followed up with Dr. Sarkos on 11/22/21. At that juncture, he had mild to moderate middle finger edema and mild tenderness at the fracture site and tenderness over the DIP joint. He noted the patient was making slow progress. They were going to proceed with formal therapy and return in 3 weeks. He did return on 12/13/21 and had an occasional burning sensation and inability to straighten the finger. However, Dr. Sarkos observed he was doing extremely well and could return to work and all activities of daily living with no restrictions. He was then discharged from care. New paragraph. Insert the results of the x-rays that we have listed through 124/22. In paragraph on 117/22, he returned to Dr. Sarkos, complaining of increased pain in the right middle finger, as well as weakness in the hand and finger. He also had numbness and burning in the right hand. He was working full duty. Reevaluation was done. Updated x-rays were also ordered and completed on 124/22 to be inserted here. He did see Dr. Sarkos again on 124/22. Ongoing monitoring was performed. On 2/8/22, Dr. Sarkos performed right middle finger distal phalanx bone fragment excision. Appeared to follow it up postoperatively on 2/21/22. Period. His progress was monitored through 3/28/22. Period. He was attending therapy and working full duty. Period. Exam found his incision was well healed. Period. Had trace edema, but no erythema or calor, C-A-L-O-R. Period. The remainder of the exam was normal. Period. The patient stated his redness had resolved. Period. He actually had an extremely benign physical exam and was cleared to work in all activities of daily living without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed an irregular convex shaped nail at the right middle finger. Period. On its ulnar aspect was a sliver of absent nail. Period. He had swelling of the right long finger at the PIP joint. Period. There was callus formation on the hands. Period. Right long finger PIP flexion was to 40 degrees. Period. At the distal interphalangeal joint, there was not much movement, either in flexion or extension. Period. These all belie his benign clinical exam upon discharge from Dr. Sarkos only several months ago. Period. Right elbow extension lagged 20 degrees. Period. Motion of the elbows, shoulders, wrists, and remaining finger joints was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Combined active, composite flexion of the right long finger was accomplished 3 to 3/4 of an inch off the distal palmar crease. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Impressions on 9/28/21. Bonifacio Hernandez's right hand got caught in a machine. Pretty was seen at the emergency room the same day, where x-rays identified a fracture. Pretty also had a laceration. Pretty then followed up at urgent care, from whom he was quickly referred to Dr. Sarkos. Period. Updated x-rays were performed. Period. Eventually, surgery was done, although the actual operative report was not provided. Period. Had follow-up x-rays performed, demonstrating healing. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sarkos through 3/28/22 and was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement for the second time. But this had already occurred on 12/13/21. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found decreased active range of motion about the right long finger at the PIP and DIP joints. Period. Nevertheless, he had full range of motion upon discharge from Dr. Sarkos. Period. This reflects limited volitional behavior. Period. There was some swelling of the PIP joint. Period. He had an irregular convex-shaped fingernail with a sliver of its ulnar aspect missing. Period. He had fairly symmetrical grip strength by hand dynamometry on the right compared to the left. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right second finger. Period. He remains highly functional in his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period, he takes no pain or anti-inflammatory medications at this time. Period. End.